This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, the nephew is in the building with today.
You ain't never seen a stranger and went, all right now.
Yeah. It's a little more to it, though, than just the subject.
Everybody I've ever talked to at one point in time in my life was just a sexy stranger.
A sexy stranger.
But here's my question. Have you ever met a sexy stranger and as soon as they started talking, they wasn't sexy at all?
Yes.
Hell
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Man. Have you talked to a person and from across the room, you're in a club, you're back in your element, and you walk over there and the conversation starts and you go, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I walked over here for this.
Yeah. And then you get out of it how, Steve?
Walk back. Oh, I walked off. I ain't got no time for
it. You ain't got no time for it. I want to see here.
No. Yeah. Oh, no, no. I walk across the room, and you open your mouth, and then something wrong with you, I just turn around and walk off. We don't know each other. Okay. Wasn't no Instagram back then, none of that. I could just walk off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love it. All right,
girl, why he just walk off? I don't know.
Come on with the prank phone call. What you got for us, Nap?
Butt cheeks.
So dumb. What? I'm crazy.
That's the name of the prank, butt cheeks.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Carmen, Miss Carmen.
This is Nate. My ass is calling.
I'm the principal at the high school where your daughter goes. This is Mr. Porter. Porter, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Is everything good?
Yeah. Everything is fine. Now your daughter is 10th grade, Crystal, right?
Correct.
Okay. I want to make sure we got so many kids with the same names. I wanted to make sure I had the right person. So here's the issue. You say your name was Nate?
Yeah.
Okay. Nate, the problem we're having here at the school is, I don't know if you are aware of it, but when your wife drops Crystal off at school, we've got the parents as well as some of the teachers. They're complaining about what she's wearing, what she's wearing when she drops the kids off. Evidently, her clothes are very skimpy, and her butt cheeks are out. You know, I don't know if she's, I haven't actually seen her, but I've been getting these reports from, we've been getting.
Well, that's a little strange to me. I'm typically at work. I don't know what she's wearing. I'm going to have to talk to her later on today.
Okay, well, what I was going to suggest is, I thought I was calling her phone. I didn't know I was going to get you, but what I wanted to do is get her to come up here so I can see what she's wearing, you know?
Oh, no. I think I got this handled, dude. I can take care of it.
Well, I think it's going to be better for both of us. Like, if I was to able to see her and let her...
Look, I got it. My daughter, this is not even really concerning my daughter. This is, this is above that pay grade. Let me handle it. So, you know, my daughter going to the principal's office is one thing. I'd be on top of that, but I'm definitely going to be on top of this. So like I said, I think I got this handled.
Right. Now, your wife, Carmen, is she there?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any way I can talk to her?
No, like I told you, I think I got this one. I can take care of this. My thing is, I've already told you that three times. I don't know where you're really going with this. I'm gonna talk to her and get the situation rectified as soon as I can.
Okay,
but you don't need to see her, you know, or talk to her, not like
being
that.
Being the principal here at the school, sir. And like I said, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, handle this school in an orderly fashion and make sure that all things are taken care of around here and we have no issues and no problems. So
Clay, you're not talking to my daughter. You're talking to me. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm telling you, when I tell you I got to handle, I got it handled.
I understand that, but I have to handle my school, though. You understand that? I have to handle the school.
I will drop my daughter off myself.
Okay, I understand that.
I need to come up there and talk to you?
No, I need your wife to come talk to me. I need to see what she be wearing.
You don't need to talk to my wife. Look, Claire, do you have a wife?
I have a wife.
Your wife can come to my office.
What are you talking about?
No, what are you talking about that my wife needs to come and so you can inspect her outfit? I'm not playing that game, Claire. We're not doing that.
Okay, I need to see what your wife be wearing when she dropping these kids.
Give me your cell phone. I'll send you a picture.
Hey man, I think we must have gone down the wrong street with this conversation.
Yeah, no, we definitely down the wrong boulevard on this one, player.
Okay.
Let me just make it very clear to you. My wife, you seeing that in the office and all that, maybe we can come up there tomorrow. It's going to be me and her. No, she's not coming up to the principal's office. We don't need to do all that.
But we don't have a problem with you. We just need her. I just need to see.
No, you're going to have a problem with me if we keep going down this road right now.
Okay, so, bro, it's okay for her to have her butt cheeks out when she dropped the kids off, but as soon as I want to have her come out of office for a meeting about this situation.
Well, right now, you're claiming her butt cheeks is out, her cheeks is out. Right now, you out of pocket.
Okay, no, it was out of pocket when she pulled up and got out the car and her butt was out of pocket. That's when it was out of pocket. So what you can't do, Nate, is be mad at me about what your wife done put on and wore up into the school.
Look, man, like I said, I'm gonna do what I gotta do on this end. Your end is to handle what's going on in your school.
Well, evidently you're not handling that end over there. So that's why I'm stepping up as the principal of the school, saying I need to have a meeting, a private meeting with your wife, so me and her and I can talk about what she wearing.
Look, man, I done told you several times, her coming up there on her own, it's not going to happen. So this is where we at right now. You know what? You. Not going to happen.
Say what? Say what you say?
You. If what's going to happen tomorrow, I'm going to come up there, drop my daughter off, and come see you.
So you coming here tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay. So are you bringing Miss Carmen with you?
Don't worry about who's with me. I'm not a telephone tough guy, money. I'm coming up there to handle this right now because you out of fucking pocket. That this is how it's going down. There will be no butt cheeks coming out tomorrow.
What?
It's just going to be a coming out the car or some real. You understand? What's your name again?
My name, I'm Porter, the principal here.
All right. There will be no butt cheeks tomorrow. You will see me coming out the car.
Okay. Well, there is another issue we got here on the table.
And what is that?
So Miss Carmen, she told you about the conversation she's been having with Tommy.
Who the f*** is Tommy?
So that once again, so your wife ain't telling you nothing. So she hasn't told you nothing about her talking to Tommy.
No, dude, I don't want to play games, man. Who's Tommy?
Okay, so, do you know?
Land the plane, my man.
Okay, cool. Do you know who nephew Tommy is from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
Yeah, I know. You're my man. He's about to catch a bad one tomorrow morning.
Nate, you just got pranked by your wife, Carmen, baby.
Hey, at least he knows butt cheeks and all, I still love her.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, man, I got to ask you something before we go, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there it is.
Oh, my God. And there it is.
Cheek to cheek, there it is.
And he straightened out. Right. Yeah. There's a problem, and he worked on it. Yeah. Speak on it, Tommy.
I got cussed out. You understand? Yeah. But it's okay.
As you should have.
It's part of the job.
That was her husband.
Problem.
It's part of, yes. Her husband went pretty much left on me.
As he should have.
Okay. It's okay. I'm here for that. That's what pranking is.
Uh-huh.
You understand? That's what pranking is.
Thank you, nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey
Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.